Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, an especially frequent target in the remarks delivered at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention. Night three did see the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris give an acceptance speech. There was also an address from President Trump's predecessor in the Oval Office.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
And the president's defeated rival in 2016 also spoke.
I wish Donald Trump knew how to be a president, because America needs a president right now.
The nominee, Joe Biden, will give an address tonight to wrap up the convention as he accepts the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Trump administration trying to steal some of the spotlight this week from the Democratic convention. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Wisconsin, where he said there's a lot at stake in this November election.
I believe the choice in this election is whether America remains America.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case concerning the overturning of Obamacare, but they won't hear those arguments until after November's election. Republicans have been aiming to get rid of the landmark health care law for years. Oral arguments in the case now set for the 10th of November, a week after Election Day. Democrats say killing the health care law would remove very popular protections for those with pre-existing conditions. More than one in five students say they won't attend college this fall. The College Reaction Poll finds 73% of them say they won't be in the classroom and instead plan to try to work full time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody,
you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm grateful for all our guests. And another shout out to Dr. Alveda King for coming on the show, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., evangelist, director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life. And we were talking about the return, which is a day of prayer and repentance that's going to be taking place at the Washington, D.C. Mall. And you are invited to attend. You can go to thereturn.org for more information to register. We hope to see you there. There will be, of course, online and virtual participation as well on that special day, a day that we can come together as people of faith to take on the travails, the shaking that is happening to our country right now, to seriously do something about it. And again, I want to reinforce the fact that people of faith have notably not participated in the election. And we need people of faith to come out in record numbers this year. In case you haven't gathered, you know, as to what is going on with our country, all you got to do is look at the DNC. And you don't have to, I'm not saying suffer through each minute of the DNC convention, but just a mere glimpse will tell you what some leaders and a number of leaders, where they want to take America. Further away from this Democratic Republic, no doubt. With us right now is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth joins us. Megan, how are we doing?
Good morning, Bill, or good afternoon, depending on where you are.
Well, I'm on the West Coast, so I'm here in California, watching all the signs go up about impeaching Newsom. A lot of Donald Trump signage. I haven't seen one Biden-Harris sticker out here. That's odd.
Yeah, that is odd. I actually saw my first Biden bumper sticker, but I am in D.C., so
okay.
That's
well,
no surprise.
Yes.
Belly of the beast.
Yes.
You know, I think we're not going to see a lot of Biden-Harris bumper stickers. I was reading just the other day, Harris is not providing Biden a bump in the polls.
Exactly.
As expected, especially among Black voters.
Elizabeth Warren was actually trending higher in amongst Black voters than Kamala Harris.
Who was, Bill? I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Warren. During the primaries, Elizabeth Warren was tracking better than Kamala.
Yeah, and here we go with identity politics, and this is all that the Democrats have to run on because their policies, their platform, is not selling to middle Americans, hardworking Americans, unemployed Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Their policy doesn't sell, and so what they do, if you've been watching the DNC convention, I have, so you don't have to, by the way, it is all identity politics. They opened the convention with a young black girl and proceeded to really go after the female black vote. You could tell by all of the iconography, the language, the examples, and quote-unquote voters that they used.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also tell that because Biden picked Kamala Harris. Really, the only thing that Kamala Harris brings to the ticket is the fact that she's female and the fact that she's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because she's certainly not bringing California to Donald Trump or, excuse me, Biden, because he already has California locked up. I mean, that state is already locked up. So what does she really bring to the ticket? Identity politics.
Yeah, exactly. It's identity socialism that you wrote about at ReaganBabe.com. And it's amazing in that context of identity socialism, how it cannibalizes itself. And I know you didn't mention much about that, but that is the nature. Once you get into identity politics, it becomes cannibalistic.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see, you know, one thing that was apparent and glaring to me when I watched the first night, the opening night, and the opening night is really kind of the, it's supposed to be the most popular night, right? You want to tune in. You want to find out what the Democrat Party
is doing. It's the headline for the whole event. I mean, this is how you grab people's attention in the first night. And if you can't do it on the first night, heaven help you. What were the numbers down? Like 40%? And some of them can say, well, that's because it's a virtual deal. We kind of expected it to be down. Or is it a reflection of what you said earlier, which is very important? And we found this out in the primaries, Megan, that 70% of the people weren't interested in what these democratic socialists were selling. But, you know, Bernie Sanders be damned. We're just going to keep going forward, and we're just going to, you know, in Nancy Pelosi's form and fashion, we're just going to have to pass it first, and then you'll find out what's in it, right?
Right, but one thing that was most glaring and obvious is that when they were highlighting all of the variety of people singing, I believe it was the national anthem, there was not one hijab. There was not one person that looked like Ilhan Omar in the opening night. Not one. They went really strong after black women and, of course, played the race card. It wasn't until night two they decided to introduce a hijab worn by an anti-Semite named Linda Sarsour.
Yes.
Linda Sarsour has been a very vocal activist and anti-Semite. I'm surprised her Twitter account has not been taken down, but actually I'm not surprised because anti-Semitism thrives on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can't say anything about Kamala Harris. You can't say anything about capitalism, et cetera. You can't say anything about LGBTQ on Twitter, but you can certainly spite and insult the Jewish community, especially if you're a Muslim like Linda Sarsour. So it was just very interesting to see that not one hijab was present on the first night, and that tells you everything you need to know, that they're not as diverse and multicultural as they claim to be, because that was missing, and they were so focused on the black female vote. Last night, was a total depressing sob show. As a woman, as I'm watching this, they kept telling me that I'm oppressed, I'm suffering, you know, the misogyny, the patriarchy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I could not relate. If there are women that could relate to the sob story last night, I'd be the first one calling for the abolition of the 19th Amendment, because I don't think women are this stupid. In 2018, however, women were that stupid because it was suburban women that put Nancy Pelosi in power.
Exactly. Well, and didn't you think it was quite interesting that on this night that they went into this you know, this virtual sob story, as you say, and making women feel so badly. You have Donald Trump pardoning the first woman, you know, true women's activist, Susan B. Anthony.
Right.
Wasn't that cool? I love that he did that. Everybody was wondering, oh, is it going to be Snowden that he's pardoning, and the, you know, all the rumor stuff. He must love this kind of stuff, because it's a bit of a muse to watch the Beltway, you know, go in circles, especially the mainstream media. And then he announces that, you know, because Susan B. Anthony, a suffragette, had voted illegally, he was pardoning her. So good for him. More from Megan Barth after this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack.
Okay, Megan, can you hear me?
Heart are not the only organ.
Oh, I can now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Values. Faith. Service.
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Fresh and Independent, we are and serious about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, is with us. Megan, real quick, this, of course, is breaking news that Steve Bannon with We Build the Wall organizers, I think four in total, arrested and charged with defrauding donors. I mean, on its face, especially right now, of course, we don't have all the facts. This is all still developing. It just seems interesting, timing and all, and and of course, this comes out of Manhattan, you know, and so anything that has to do where they can go after a conservative, and especially somebody who has been an ally to the president, this is another one of those potential feathers in their caps.
Yeah, much like Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, you know, I think most Americans, at least 63 million of us and more, is waiting for the arrest of James Comey, the arrest of Susan Rice, the arrest of all of those, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, John Brennan, Barack Obama. I think all of those that conspired and committed treason against this country in order to thwart the peaceful transfer of power to hand off the power to President Trump. That's what Americans are waiting for. We've been waiting for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Durham sent down his first indictment, I guess, arrest to an FBI agent that knowingly falsified FISA documents. It goes much deeper than one agent. It goes to the whole seventh floor of the FBI, which was run by James Comey and overseen by the prior administration and those up and including the president.
Well, you know, this has been out there for a long time waiting, and what many of us are concerned about, Megan, is that if we're really serious about doing something about the corruption in the FBI, we already know Christopher Wray's not doing anything. He's a company man, so he's just holding court and trying to keep it together in hopes that there is a change in management come November, because you've got to know with Biden-Harris, all this goes away.
Oh, it absolutely goes away, because Biden also lied about what he knew and when he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't know anything about Michael Flynn. He knew everything about Michael Flynn. The documents prove that he did. And so, you know, the Democrats like to use the justice system as their weapon. They like to use unelected bureaucrats as their assassins. And we witnessed for the last 4 years them try to destroy the presidency and the United States, quite frankly, and they did a very good job at dividing this country. There are actually people out there walking amongst us that believe that the president was an agent of... They literally still believe that, even though multiple documents and investigations have proven otherwise. And the mainstream media was also complicit in spreading the lie.
Well, of course they have been. I mean, when you got about 90-95% of what's being reported on the president being negative, what do you expect? I mean, look what they've done to the people in conditioning them about COVID. People are scared out of their picking minds right now. No thank you very much to the mainstream media and all the lies and deception going on. People don't know if they should go to school, not go to school, wear a mask, you know, not wear a mask, wear glasses now. I mean, we're chasing our tails over this thing. And then you have the Democrats, you know, going like they're going to be the answer. And I don't know if you saw this tweet from Ocasio-Cortez, because almost as fast as it went up, her handler said, "What, are you out of your mind? You got to take that thing down." When she said that, you know, she encouraged the businesses to stay, you know, to keep, you know, staying in the position they were in, to shut down. Don't worry about hiring people, because we can't let the economy come back. We've got to let the people feel the pain of a down economy. And that's a small price to pay, you know, to make sure Donald Trump does not get reelected.
Yeah, I mean, what we've been witness to for the past 5 months, it was supposed to be 10 days, what we've been witness to now in the past 5 months, going on 6 months, is a political operation. It's political science. This has nothing to do with biological science. Absolutely zero. When you look at the numbers, you still have a 99.96 chance of surviving this flu. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is.
And we clearly identified the most vulnerable. So that's what you do. You regulate to protect the most vulnerable, not, you know, people at large, and put them under stress to where, you know, as President Trump warned, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. I mean, we've got people committing suicide. We've got all kinds of issues that are taking place. People not going to doctor's appointments for fear of being around people. I mean, this is out of control. I mean, the psychological damage brought to you by the scientific community and promoted, and it's been promoted by the Democratic Party for political means only, to the injury of the people. And then they have the audacity to come on for four nights and say, oh, we're about unifying the people. Oh, really? How?
Yeah, I said that the next civil war is going to be between the masked and the unmasked. I'm in D.C., and supposedly if you walk outside without a mask, you're going to get a $5,000 fine. Now, I've been here for a week, and I've been walking around unmasked because I'm in, the fresh air. But everybody's masked because out of fear, they're afraid they're going to get a $5,000 fine. This has nothing to do with health. We've actually started masking healthy children. That is one of the most dangerous asinine things I have ever seen in my life, mandating masks on children. And even the CDC does not agree with masking children, they said, under 11. I don't agree with masking children, period.
Exactly.
Unless the child has an immunodeficiency disorder or has cancer or what have you, you know, some sort of...
Or if they themselves have COVID or something, or they, you know, that sort of thing. So, yes, exactly, under extreme cases.
Correct. Yes, you mask the sick, you let the healthy breathe. What we've been seeing now is an increase in children with inflammatory respiratory diseases. Geez, I wonder if that has to do with masks.
Mm-hmm.
Dentists have been reporting that there is an increase in dental disease. That has to do with masks. And the list goes on and on. The cure is worse than the virus. In Nevada, for example, we are $2 billion in the hole because businesses and casinos cannot operate. You can't go to church, but you can go and riot.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing, Bill, I have to say, is that my favorite place in the world, and this is no exaggeration, was Lafayette Square. At night, it was one of the most precious, pristine, beautiful places with the St. John Church illuminated with its gold dome and its yellow exterior. It was brick sidewalks. It was gorgeous.
Mm.
Now that the Marxists have taken it over, it has turned into a graffiti-riddled, broken window, burned-out slum.
Wow.
And what Marxists do is destroy.
Mm-hmm.
They do not build. And if every suburban woman wants their backyard to have graffiti and broken windows and homelessness and mental illness and crime and poverty, then I suggest that those suburban women vote for Biden. And the Democrat Party really loves to show off the Black Lives Matter graffiti that leads into the White House in front of Lafayette Square, but they don't take you down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on the ground, the VA building has been completely destroyed. Every single window on each side of the building is broken. Taxpayer dollars down the tube. BLM spray painted all over the VA. St. John's Cathedral, one of the most precious sanctuaries, destroyed, burned. Black Lives Matter banners all over the church.
Unbelievable. You got to send me pictures, Megan.
So one last thing.
Go ahead.
Brick sidewalks have been destroyed because the Marxists used those bricks to throw at our police officers and damage windows.
Yeah, I had heard that. You got to send me pictures. I've got to see this, because we're not seeing this in the mainstream media, the destruction that has been, wreaked upon upon our capital, Washington, D.C., the people's capital, has been so disrespected and abused. It's disgusting. Megan Barth, how can people be in touch with you?
ReaganBabe.com, and sign up for my newsletter.
She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Thank you, Megan.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first-of-its-kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Retinology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open-sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, an especially frequent target in the remarks delivered at last night's edition of the Democratic National Convention. Night three did see the vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris give an acceptance speech. There was also an address from President Trump's predecessor in the Oval Office.
For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work, no interest in finding common ground. No interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends.
And the president's defeated rival in 2016 also spoke.
I wish Donald Trump knew how to be a president because America needs a president right now.
The nominee, Joe Biden, will give an address tonight to wrap up the convention as he accepts the nomination. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, keeping an eye on the breaking news regarding Steve Bannon and the leaders of We Build the Wall. Of course, this was charged with fraud by federal prosecutors in NYC, New York City. Are you surprised? Steve Bannon, of course, an ally of the president, We Build the Wall, something that, partisans have resisted, the security of our country, and of course a key item, platform item for President Trump, and how one of the main reasons why he was able to have been able to accumulate 63 million votes, and we'll see this time around as to what's going on. But the reality is the antithetical forces of our nation's security remain active, and we'll find out more about what's happening. He is to be arraigned in court later on this afternoon. With us right now is Rick Pollack. He's the Senior Vice President of Ultimate Air Shuttle, and here to talk about the relaunch and expansion with safety protocols to keep passengers and employees safe during this COVID-19 season. Rick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, tell us about Ultimate Air Shuttle. I mean, yours is a success story here in light of what has been happening nationally in terms of air travel. You're a boutique air shuttle organization, company that provides some regional service. And, you know, this is really getting people excited again because this is a good sign that we're, you know, we're coming back from the attack of COVID.
It is a great sign. We are clawing back, if you will. Yes, when COVID hit in March, we had a 98% revenue decline almost overnight. And, hey, any leadership doesn't see that coming. So
yes.
We made some quick adjustments, and here we are now at the end of August. And Ultimate Jet Charters, you said it best, it's a unique company.
Mm-hmm.
We're made up of two divisions. We have an on-demand charter service that provides on-demand charter flights across the United States and Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean, and our direct air carrier division, Ultimate Air Shuttle. That is a very unique division for us. It's a public charter. We offer all the private amenities, and you could buy it by the seat, and it's mm-hmm. based in Cincinnati, Ohio.
So it's a bit of a hybrid with a commercial flight organization, right?
Correct, mm-hmm. correct. You know, a little history of the company, Ultimate Jet Charters. We're an Ohio-based company. We were born in Ohio in 1984, and we employ just under 100 people. And when people hear of aviation, they just think of pilots, but there's so many more skilled professionals in aviation. Our workforce consists of flight teams, mechanics, our account services team, our sales team, and all of our managers. It takes a little army to provide all these great services to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to bring it back. You know, we idled our shuttle program back in March. And in July, we turned on our Cleveland shuttle. It's an interstate service from Cincinnati to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And we brought that online first to serve the Ohio businesses to make them more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is looking for efficiencies and saving time during this COVID crisis that we're in. And it's been going very well. And now we're and we're going to turn on our Atlanta shuttle out of Cincinnati. And what's unique about that, it goes to Atlanta, but it doesn't go to Hartsfield. It goes to DeKalb Peachtree Airport, PDK as it's known.
Mm-hmm.
So we built this schedule to serve all three cities and give the opportunity for our passengers to do day trips. That way they could fly down in the morning, do their business, and get them home in time for dinner from either Cincinnati, Cleveland, or Atlanta.
This is a company of and for and by business people, basically, right?
Correct. Over 90% of our ridership are B2B customers.
Mm-hmm. So, again, they have to be encouraged because though there's a lot of virtual communication these days, there's nothing like face-to-face, and businesses understand this, that, you know, there's been a bit of a challenge, maybe some opportunity in virtual, and, you know, people doing meetings over the computer, but, boy, there's nothing like being face-to-face.
And especially in these times, you're right. You know, the digital world has really taken off, but our customers are really anxious to get in front of their customers, and we're providing that platform for them. It's a efficient way to fly. It's a very safe way to fly. What's unique about Ultimate Air Shuttle is you don't fly out of the international airports where thousands of people go in and out of every day.
Mm-hmm.
You go in and out of a private facility, an FBO, it's called, a fixed-based operation. The exact same facility that private charter customers go through.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to arrive 15 minutes before our boarding process begins. We purchased all new furniture and redid all of our floor coverings as we were idle to prepare for our restart. And here we are already. So in the spirit of social distancing, we spread out our furniture. It's a very private lounge experience that our customers have. And the aircraft parks right out in front of the door. And literally, we open up the door. It's a short walk to board the aircraft. So, again, in that spirit of social distancing, we have everybody stand 6 feet apart. Flight attendant checks them in, and they grab their seat, and off we go. Very fast, very efficient.
Rick, you know, we're seeing a lot, you know, for some of us that have experienced regular commercial flight, there's been, you know, some development in terms of, you know, security and, you know, cleaning up of airplanes in this era of COVID-19. And I understand that you and the staff have come together, you know, to ensure that, you know, all the planes, everything is, you know, goes through a severe inspection and cleanup after each flight.
You are correct, Bill. We developed procedures right when we went idle. We knew we had to rewrite the playbook. We were already clean. We were already safe. But we had to take it to a next level, not only with the equipment itself, but our facilities. As I mentioned, we essentially remodeled our facilities. Mm-hmm. The aircraft procedure, we clean after every segment. And our crew and ground staff take health assessment tests every day before they have any contact with fellow employees or passengers. Mm-hmm. And the next step of the health assessment, when our passengers check in one at a time, we have a short health assessment questionnaire for them, take their temperature. We do require masks in the facilities and on board the aircraft. So we do all we can to ensure a safe environment, not only for our passengers, but for our flight teams and ground mm-hmm. teams as well.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the flight team and ground team. How do they feel about this? I mean, are they excited to be back to work again? And even in spite of, you know, the information and in some cases misinformation about COVID-19, no doubt it is a serious pandemic that we're dealing with. But, you know, I have faith in the common sense of most Americans to be able to deal with this. I mean, we've dealt with other pandemics. We deal with the flu every year. You know, this is just, you know, maybe a time to up our game a little bit more. And I think it's been a good exercise for people to realize that personal hygiene is critical, you know, for ourselves and for each other.
Oh, you said it perfectly. Common sense, first and foremost, that I grabbed on there. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes things can be sensationalized out there in the public. Our flight team, our ground team, they're all very excited to get back to work and get flying again. We started our shuttle program, as I mentioned, in July, but our charter program, it didn't have too much of a low point. It started picking up again in May and through June and July, and our flight team, they're very excited to be flying. That's what they love to do.
Exactly.
And they know how to protect themselves, and they always have. And we haven't had one team member diagnosed with COVID yet. And that's a strong testament with what's going on out there. We're doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to say yet, Rick. We're just going to say we're going to move forward and pray that everybody stay protected and, you know, not be impacted by this. I mean, because the staff you have on hand, I mean, for the most part, they're in that age group that is not a primary target, you know, for COVID-19.
Exactly. Exactly right.
So you have those odds in your favor, and again, as we said, you know, coupled with some good old common sense, you know, and you do these things, health things that our parents and our grandparents have been telling us for years. Wash your hands, you know, cover your mouth when you sneeze, all those good things, and then wash your hands all over again. Rick Pollack is with us, the senior vice president of Ultimate Air Shuttle. Rick, congratulations on the great news here, and to the team and all. How can people be in touch with you?
Well, they can reach out to us anytime at ultimateairshuttle.com, learn more about our great services we provide, and we look forward to flying them soon.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what this means? Yes, it's time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yes, and we're listening in just a moment to the one and only Steve-O, Steve Evans, the movie guy. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and quickly off the top, they're going to be remaking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You hear about
that? Ooh, no, I did not. Awesome. Who's going to be the actor?
Well, of course, we know it's a classic John Hughes movie from 1987 in the original, starring, of course, Steve Martin and John Candy, right?
Yes.
One of my favorite movies. The new one is going to be starring Will Smith and Kevin Hart.
Oh, really? Okay.
Big shoes to fill, but you know, I'm not sure when they're going to be shooting or when we'll be able to see this one, but they are attached to the project, as we say.
Okay.
That.
Yes.
Another movie out here this weekend is called Tesla. Big movie at Sundance this year. 74% are recommending this one. This is about a brilliant, brooding inventor, Nikola Tesla. Not the car. This is about the guy, and his name is Nikola Tesla. True story, right? Fights an uphill battle to bring his revolutionary electrical system to fruition. Mm-hmm. He's increasingly displeased with the greed of his fellow inventor, Thomas Edison, played by Kyle MacLachlan. Tesla forges his own virtuous but arduous path toward creating the innovative alternate current motor known as AC. And we all know how that turned out. Tesla, 74% recommending. The guy having no idea that a popular motor vehicle in the 21st century
was in the office
bearing his name, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, and when you see this movie, it really opens your eyes to understand the kind of brilliance during, you know, this period of time in history that was exercised, whether it was Thomas Edison and his, you know, group of inventors, Tesla, you know, was uniquely gifted.
Right.
Very fascinating.
Amazing time. And, of course, it was illustrated in a movie called Current Wars,
yes,
which came out a while back. This, of course, in this version, Ethan Hawke plays Tesla. And we have Kyle MacLachlan as Edison. And Jim Gaffigan plays Westinghouse in this particular movie.
What is it that's going on in the Ethernet here, or, you know, just in the atmosphere, that all of a sudden we have a focus on you know, these relative stories?
Well, I think it's because it was an overlooked part of history. I mean,
yeah,
people just assume, you know, they turn on the light, there's the electricity. They have no idea the backstory, which is really fascinating about the war between AC and DC current, which, of course, happened during this particular period of time.
And then went on to be a rock and roll group and live happily ever after.
Absolutely. Yes, it all goes full circle, doesn't it? Unhinged is out this weekend.
So what is he talking about, speaking of Unhinged? Go ahead.
Russell Crowe in this one. I tell you, a lot of people are comparing this to Steven Spielberg's Duel, that film years and years ago about the truck, you know, the mysterious truck.
Yeah.
This is about road rage. You have a psychological thriller that takes something we've all experienced, road rage, to an unpredictable and terrifying conclusion. You have Rachel, played by Karen Pistorius, is running late, getting to work, when she crosses paths with a stranger, Russell Crowe, at a traffic light. Now, soon, Rachel finds herself and everyone she loves the target of a man who feels invisible and is looking to make one last mark upon the world by teaching her a series of deadly lessons.
Wow.
Yes, this movie proves you never know who you're driving next to.
And if you knew Russell Crowe, he's probably the perfect man
play
the role, right?
Yeah, looks great. It's out this weekend. We also have a Western, which is called The Pale Door, and this is about the Dalton Gang. They find shelter in this seemingly uninhabited ghost town after a train robbery goes south. Seeking help for their wounded leader, they are surprised to stumble upon a welcoming brothel in the middle of the town square. Always nice to stumble upon a welcoming brothel.
Yes.
However, the beautiful women who greet them are actually a coven of witches with very sinister plans for the unsuspecting outlaws, and the battle between good and evil is just beginning. It's called The Pale Door. Not reviewed for the critics, but it's out there at this point.
Yeah, the critics were too nervous to go to The Pale Door, so can't blame
maybe
them.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so. How about one called The Vanished? This is starring Anne Heche. It's called The Vanished, and it is directed and written by Peter Facinelli. He also appears in a piece of Peter Facinelli. He appeared in the Twilight movies, also in Nurse Jackie. In this particular movie, you have a family vacation taking a terrifying turn when parents Paul and Wendy discover their young daughter has vanished without a trace. Stopping at nothing to find her, the search for the truth leads to a shocking revelation in the psychological thriller. I mean, that explanation really doesn't paint a true picture of what this movie is all about. It really looks good. Check out the trailer. There's a lot going on here. Once again, starring Thomas Jane and Anne Heche, directed by Peter Facinelli. It's called The Vanished. You may be wondering what Bruce Willis has been up to lately.
In fact, it's funny you should bring that. I was just wondering, what happened to Bruce Willis?
He's been making movies.
I mean, Bruce Willis could have done Trains, Planes, Automobiles.
Oh, he could have, yes, but he didn't.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Instead, he is making a movie, oddly enough, called Hard Kill. You know, it seems like anything associated with Bruce Willis has a title.
I think you could put Bruce Willis and Mark Wahlberg together. What do you think?
Yeah, I think probably.
You could do a whole series of Hard Kill, episodes between the two of them.
Maybe this is the first of the series. Who knows?
I don't know. I'm coming up with these genius ideas here all of a sudden. Must be something in the coffee. I'm sorry.
Well, we need this creative input, of course, in Hollywood.
It's the COVID. It's the COVID effect. I'm sorry.
Okay. We have a team of mercenaries. They find themselves racing the clock to stop a world-changing computer program from being triggered. Like, this one's never been done before. I mean, we we have a ticking time bomb here. It's called Heart, not reviewed for the critics. Jesse Metcalf is in this one, as well as Bruce Willis. Hard Kill out there this weekend. Here's a movie which really looks good. You should check out the trailer. This is, an inspirational film. It's called Words on Bathroom Walls.
I interviewed the director yesterday.
You did? All right, well, tell me. I got to tell you,
the movie, well...
first of all.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. It is awesome. I mean, it really is for people. You'd be surprised how many people are dealing with schizophrenia and some sort of mental disorder that they're challenged with. And the way Tor Fredenhall, he's the director,
yep.
The way he dealt with this topic was brilliant. It's from the book of the same name, Words on Bathroom Walls, and the acting in it is wonderful. It's tender. It opens your eyes to and your heart to be compassionate for people who are dealing with this sort of thing, and it also helps you, relate to people who, especially parents. If you have a child that is dealing with any problem, mental disorder, just anything, culturally, that sort of thing, you really relate to what this character, Charlie Plummer, who plays the role of Adam, is enduring. And
those of you who are unfamiliar with the movie or the book, this is about a witty, introspective Adam, as you were saying, played by Charlie Plummer. He just appears to be your typical young adult, mm-hmm. and he's excited about a future pursuing his dream of becoming a chef. But then he's expelled halfway through his senior year following this incident in chemistry class, and Adam is diagnosed with a mental illness, schizophrenia. Sent away to a Catholic academy to finish out his term. He just wants to fit. He has very little hope of fitting in, just wants to keep his illness a secret until he can enroll in culinary school, wants to be a chef. But when he meets the outspoken and fiercely intelligent Maya, played by Taylor Russell, there is an instant soulful and comforting connection, and as their romance deepens, she inspires him to open his heart and not be defined by his condition. There you go. Andy Garcia, Taylor Russell, Charlie Plummer in this looks really good.
Yeah, you will enjoy it. I'm telling you, it's a very tender movie. And at first, when you're dealing with something of a mental disorder, it can be a bit disconcerting and uncomfortable. But as you wade through the stories and the acting on this, as I said, is so relevant and relatable that you will enjoy it. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I checked out the trailer. I mean, the way they illustrate the illness and what he is seeing is really well done.
And to me, what I love about this, it speaks of our humanity and the role that we have to play, regardless of anything else, and that is empathy, to have empathy and love for another. And that really comes through, and I think that this is going to be a terrific encouragement, for all of us to kind of say, okay, what am I doing when it comes to empathy and extending love to others? And very cool
situation.
Yeah,
right.
Very cool. Yeah.
We have another one here called Train to Busan Presents Peninsula. 4 years after South Korea's total dissemination in Train to Busan, the zombie thriller that captivated audiences worldwide. I wasn't captivated by the film. I didn't even know it was out, to tell you the truth. Had I seen it, perhaps I would have been captivated. Anyway, this is the next nail-biting chapter in this post-apocalyptic world. Mm-hmm. I checked out the trailer this morning. It really, visually, this thing is quite something. This is about a soldier who previously escaped the diseased wasteland, relives the horror when he's assigned to a covert operation with two simple objectives: retrieve and survive. When his team unexpectedly stumbles upon survivors, their lives will depend upon whether the best or worst of human nature prevails in the direst of circumstances. It's called Train to Busan.
Well, that'll bring it out in you. Man, I'm telling you.
Subtitled, but it could be the movie for you.
Okay.
They present Peninsula this weekend. So we have a lot to look forward to, right? You've got a lot going on the wide screen at the Casa this weekend.
Right, exactly. There's plenty to enjoy. So is there a countdown to theater popcorn? Do we have that on the monitor yet?
Well, as you know, that was supposed to happen several months ago. So who knows? I mean, it's all over the board at this point.
Well, we need to get people back together and, socializing again. The sooner the better. With safety, of course. You know, we're not total knuckleheads and want to abandon common sense here. But, we need to get the movie houses open and get Hollywood rolling again.
Yes,
he is the movie guy. Thank you, Steve-O. Appreciate it.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen